Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.
Calexico ist der Name eines kleinen Ortes an der amerikanisch-mexikanischen Grenze. Und es ist auch der Name einer großartigen Band aus Tucson, Arizona. Seit fast 20 Jahren bespielt das Kollektiv um Sänger Joey Burns und Drummer John Convertino seine eigene Nische im Americana-Universum. Ein Sound zwischen Old Country, Post-Rock und mexikanischer Folklore. Im April ist das neue Calexico-Album Edge of the Sun erschienen. Auf dem hat sich die Band viele Gäste eingeladen, zum Beispiel Sam Beam oder Nico Case. Das Album lebt von musikalischen Gegensätzen. Geradlinige Indie-Rock-Nummern wechseln sich mit Electro-Cumbia und atmosphärischen Pop-Songs ab. Im Moment ist die Band auf Tour quer durch Europa. Vor ihrem Konzert in Leipzig ist Calexico-Sänger Joey Burns jetzt live bei uns im Detektor FM Studio.
And what an absolute great pleasure it is to have you here, Joey Burns from Calexico. Hello and welcome.
Es freut mich. It's nice to be here auch.
And I'm always impressed by your German. Dein Deutsch ist ganz gut, oder?
Oh, vielen Dank, oder?
Absolut. Calexico are a pretty international band. We heard a bit about that just now. Mexican, American, German, Spanish people will be on stage tonight as well. What's the best thing about that, about being in a band that's so diverse culturally?
Well, as I was saying earlier, it makes for some very interesting late night disco parties on the autobus.
Joey sagt gerade, dass es interessant ist, also einer internationalen Band wie Calexico wohl ist, die Nachtdisco, die Spätdisco im Tourbus. What kinds of songs do you get to dance to then?
A lot of AC/DC.
Who's voting for AC/DC?
That is from Patrick Boonstra from Amsterdam. He's a big fan of classic rock. And we have Jairo Zavala from Madrid, Spain, who likes to play. He likes to play a lot of different things, but he loves to dance. So if anyone is, like, we have our friend Gabby Moreno from Guatemala, by way of Los Angeles. She's been playing a lot of Michael Jackson and some old salsa. So it just depends on who is in possession of the iPad.
Of the iPad. And what's your go-to favorite disco track?
I like, you know, classic disco. We had some Bee Gees last night, but it was funny that it was our French merchandise seller, Gail, who had never heard of War. She never heard of Lowrider.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting. And she wanted to hear Depeche Mode.
Okay. Ich glaube, hier muss man erstmal, das ist gut für mich, nicht so viel übersetzen, aber man möchte gerne dabei sein bei Calexico im Tourbus. Das scheint wirklich eine eklektische Playlist zu sein, die da durchaus zu hören ist. You are very interested in arts. I mean, you came into the studio with a pile of arts books and Neo Rauch books.
Yeah, and Rosa.
And you also apparently in Mexico City went to see the work of Pedro Reyes, who is doing a very interesting project, building musical instruments from confiscated cartel weapons. Mm-hmm. I think you've seen an orchestra perform then on these instruments. What's that like?
Well, it's very inspiring to see. You know, people, you know, what happens is that most people get just the top sensational news items. So it's nice to be in a place, whether it be Germany or Mexico, to get a different perspective. And of course, seeing the work of Neo Rauch and Rosa Loy today was really inspiring, as it always is. It's great to see. Every now and then, if I have time, I can go to a museum when I'm on tour. And in the case of working in Mexico City, we got to go to see the work of Pedro Reyes, which you had mentioned. And it was fascinating seeing, you know, pieces of guns that were dismantled and broken. Tanks had run over them, so they were just in little tiny pieces. So they were welded back together to make musical instruments. We got to see them and try playing a few of these pieces. They're very, very heavy and ominous. But at the same time, it's nice seeing something positive being made of these pieces that can be so destructive.
Joey hat gerade eine sehr interessante Sache erzählt. Wir haben ihn ein bisschen drauf angesprochen, als er hier reinkam, hatte er einen großen Stapel Bücher in der Hand, unter anderem Neo Rauch, so Kunstbücher. Und sie gucken sich auch gerne so Projekte an, die im weitesten Sinne mit Kunst zu tun haben. Joey hat gerade nochmal erzählt, dass er Malerei natürlich sehr liebt und auch immer versucht, auf Tour sich Museen anzugucken. Aber dieses spezielle Projekt, das sie in Mexico City gesehen haben von Pedro Reyes, der aus alten Waffen, Kartellwaffen, die konfisziert worden sind von der Polizei, Musikinstrumente bauen. Und er sagt, das sind zum Teil kaputte Gewehrteile, über die ein Panzer gefahren ist oder irgendwas. Und dann versucht dieser Künstler daraus noch ein funktionierendes Musikinstrument zu machen. Und sie hatten wohl Gelegenheit, da auch zu versuchen, drauf zu spielen. Und er meint, auf der einen Seite ist es natürlich sehr düster, dieser Ursprung dieser Gewehrteile oder dieser Waffen. Und auf der anderen Seite positiv zu sehen, dass ein Künstler etwas draus macht, das eben nicht mehr ganz so einen düsteren Anklang hat. Very interesting. Interesting, I find it fascinating. But you're not here only to talk about art. We want to hear some of your art, some of your music, and you brought us your lovely guitar.
Yep.
And hopefully just as lovely song. Which one are you going to play for us?
I would like to play a song called When the Angels Played, and it's a song that I co-wrote with a wonderful singer-songwriter named Pieta Brown from Iowa. And it's one of the songs that was written and recorded down in Mexico. And it kind of goes like this. You were looking for silver, looking for gold, never to feel the wind turning cold. Always said you didn't need that much anymore. You were carrying the weight of the world, running around with all that pain. So you never did feel my hand in the rain. You were dreaming deep down in the night, dreaming all of your days, so you never did wake when the angels played. Well, fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, in the ringing of the bells, so you never did wake when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. We're fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, and the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. A storm in December, storm in July. Stand in the dome and you say goodbye. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Well, storm in December, storm in July. Standing in the dome and you say goodbye. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. Well, you never did wake when the angels played. When the angels played.
When the angels play. Joey Burns ist zu Gast bei Detector FM im Studio. I could listen to that for hours, but let's talk a bit more to make the most of your being here. Sure. It's a little hard to make out when it's just you playing by yourself like you did here, but on stage there's, I mean, at least 8 people more.
Yes, exactly.
and you also, Calexico is obviously known for incorporating influences from a wide range of cultures, but also sounds, and you've been known to, the most obvious thing being the mariachis that you take on stage with you, and lots of brass and beautiful big sounds. How do you incorporate things like that, something from a different culture, from a different musical tradition, without making it kind of sound like some sort of gimmick or something to just...
Well, I think it's, you know, the instruments have their own unique voices, right? And the way the trumpet is used in a Miles Davis composition or recording is quite different, say, than the way the trumpet is used, say, in, you know, classical music or even pop or funk or, indie folk. But what I like is that, you know, you can use these sounds and these colors to infer and to kind of create feelings and moods. And of course, you have to be true to yourself. I mean, I'm not pretending to be something that I'm not, but I'm also a fan of a lot of different kinds of music and the way these instruments can connect to many different kinds of genres or periods of time and styles. And so in the case of, say, like using two trumpets to kind of infer a kind of like a mariachi style playing, you know, some of the songs are kind of closely related or influenced. The difference is that we're not trying to be something that we're not. We're not trying to be a mariachi band. We're inspired by that. So first, it's important to find your voice. And it's difficult sometimes for a band like ours because we have so many different voices. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've been popular maybe in an underground sort of way and maybe appreciated more in Europe than, say, over in, you know, United States of America, because over there, things are, they're more categorized. We're kind of known in the underground there, but it's a different thing. I've never had to worry about feeling like I'm stealing or borrowing something that is not mine. I feel like we've always maintained our own unique voice.
I find it surprising, though, that you still think yourself as underground. I mean, I wouldn't...
Without a doubt.
Really? That's interesting. Ich habe mich ablenken lassen von dem Gedanken, dass Joey Burns von Calexico offenbar immer noch sagt, dass die Band so ein bisschen underground, eben nicht Mainstream ist. In Europa ist es vielleicht noch ein bisschen anders, aber darüber haben wir gerade zuletzt ein bisschen gesprochen. Aber eigentlich ging es los, dass ich wissen wollte, wie es ist, wenn man diese unterschiedlichen Einflüsse in die Musik einbringt. Also dieser offensichtliche, dieser Mariachi-Klang, den man ganz oft natürlich auch mit dem Sound von Calexico verbindet und der auf der Bühne natürlich auch durch die Trompeten und so da gestellt wird, ob man da manchmal sich so ein bisschen auch vorkommt, als würde man was aufsetzen, was man nicht selber ist. Und er meint, es wäre eben total wichtig, dass man seine eigene Stimme findet und sich selbst treu bleibt. Aber viele dieser Klänge, es ist eigentlich egal, ob es eine Jazz-Trompete ist bei Miles Davis oder irgendwas, was man im Pop, Funk oder auch der Klassik verwendet. Es sind alles sehr unterschiedliche Klangfarben, aber wenn man etwas für sich findet, was passt zur eigenen Musik, dann sei das durchaus legitim, um Stimmungen zu erzeugen oder Emotionen rauszubringen. Let's talk a bit about the record that you're touring with, Edge of the Sun. Beautiful album, and it does have a lot of guest musicians on it. Nico Case, yeah. We heard that when we started talking about it. Sam Beam of Iron Wine, Ben Bridwell, Band of Horses, so many people that you've worked with. When you do that, do you get them in and then kind of find something that works for the both of us, or do you start out with a song that you have an idea for and think, that would be brilliant for Nico Case?
It's different for each guest. And so the idea grew very organically and slowly, and it was near the end of the making of the record. So this was an afterthought. It wasn't a, hey, this record, let's have a bunch of guests. It was more, let's make some good songs and see what we can do. I wanted to have a lot of variety in the music. Just as we are pushing ourselves to find different musical moods or expressions or styles of music, we're also looking for different guests. I think it's that striving to find new experiences for us personally that hopefully translates to the audiences, that here's a band that's not staying still and that is also very generous in the way they share the stage or the spotlight. And that's because we love what we do and we love collaborating.
Ich finde das sehr schön, wie Joey es beschreibt, dass es eben nicht darum geht, immer nur tolle Namen zu haben, obwohl es sind tolle Namen und es sind tolle Künstler. Aber es geht eben nicht nur darum, so eine Namensliste, so ein Who's Who aufzuzählen, sondern es geht darum, eigentlich sich als Band weiterzuentwickeln und das eben gemeinsam mit diesen Menschen zu tun. Es geht darum, eben nicht stillzustehen, sondern sich zu bewegen und immer wieder was Neues, Schönes zu entwickeln. Und was ich immer wieder toll finde, ist, wenn hier jemand sitzt und sagt, we love what we do. Also wir lieben das, was wir tun. What a great way to be able to say about, that's my job and I love what I do.
Yeah.
And we love what you do too.
Well, thank you.
And we like to hear another song if you...
Sure, God, what's to play now? I don't know.
The back catalog is quite big, isn't it?
Sometimes I play Sunken Waltz in moments like this because it's an older song. And it's one of those songs that... is an interesting one. Do you like that one? Okay, I'll do this song. I'll do Sunken Waltz. washed my face in the rivers of empire. Made a bed from a cardboard cream. Down in the city of quartz. No news, no new regrets. Tossed a Susan B. over my shoulder and prayed it would rain and rain. Submerged the whole western states and caught a last fair deal with an American seal and corporate handshake. Take the story of Carpenter Mike, and dropped his tools and his keys and left, and headed out as straight as he could, past the city's gated neighborhood, and slept near the stars, wrote down what he dreamt. And he built a machine for no one to see, then took flight, first light of new morning.
Calexico, Joey Burns mit Sunken Walls, wenn wir es richtig gerade uns verständigt haben, Feast of Wire.
Yes, genau.
Sehr, auch ein groß, es gibt eigentlich nur großartige Alben von Calexico. Sagen wir es doch einfach mal, wie es ist. There's no album that's not great.
Well, thank you, that's very kind.
And we're very, very happy to have had you here. You probably need to get back to the venue.
Yeah, it's time to soundcheck, but thank you so much everyone for making it possible. You guys are fantastic. An important radio station here in the heart of Leipzig.
And you do realize that there's a lot of fans here. We do love you. Und ich muss jetzt nochmal auf Deutsch sagen, Calexico spielen natürlich heute Abend in Leipzig im Werk 2. Und danach sind sie noch eine Weile auf Tour in Europa und machen dabei unter anderem Halt in Dortmund und in Berlin. Mhm. Alle Termine und die Session zum Nachhören und Ansehen und alles über Calexico gibt's wie immer später auf detektor.fm. I can only say thank you very much.
Vielen Dank für alles.
Alle Beiträge, Reportagen und Interviews können Sie jederzeit nachhören im Netz auf detektor.fm.